Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include England. Tourists and residents learn about Falun Dafa at London's Chinatown. Portland, Oregon. Falun Dafa float awarded first place in Starlight Parade. Judge, I will sentence her even without any evidence. 76-year-old man imprisoned for not renouncing his faith dies 2 months before term ends. Ukraine. Falun Dafa practitioners gather to share cultivation experiences and insights. And a new life of compassion through Dafa. Now for the stories.
England. Tourists and residents learn about Falun Dafa at London's Chinatown. With the advent of summer, tourists are increasingly visiting London. Falun Dafa practitioners set up a table in London's Chinatown to introduce this ancient Chinese meditation practice and to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Many visitors have been stopping at the table to learn more about the practice and the situation in China. Many people have also signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. The weekend of June 1st was no exception. A woman from Belgium said she had a strong interest in ancient Asian culture and that she had also practiced and taught meditation for 20 years. When she visited Chinatown on June 1st with her family, she was shocked upon hearing about the severe nature of the persecution experienced by Falun Dafa practitioners in China. She signed the petition hoping to bring an end to the human rights violations and accepted informational materials from a practitioner, including the latest issue of Minghui International. An Israeli family of four saw the posters displayed by Falun Dafa practitioners and became interested in learning more about the practice. A practitioner talked to them and gave them a copy of Compassion magazine published by the Falun Dafa Information Center. Everyone in the family showed their support by signing the petition. The mother had encountered a Falun Dafa event last year in Taiwan. She appreciated what she saw and read more about Falun Dafa on the internet after returning to Israel. Her daughter, a high school student, was very interested in meditation and asked a practitioner numerous questions. She wanted to know what was special about the exercises and whether she could do them by herself. Upon leaving, the young woman was excited about learning more and said she would give the exercises a try. Steward, an employee of the British Automobile Association, came to Chinatown for a meal with his friends. Impressed by the practitioner's group meditation, he approached them and wanted to learn more. Having practiced Taekwondo and other martial arts years ago, Steward was curious to learn more about this ancient cultivation practice. He was glad to hear that Falun Dafa always offers the teachings free of charge and that people can download the exercise instruction materials from the internet. He said, "It's great. This must be the truth." He also encouraged practitioners to keep up their efforts to end the persecution.
Portland, Oregon. Falun Dafa float awarded first place in Starlight Parade. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 43rd Starlight Parade in Portland, Oregon on June 1, 2019, and their float won first place in the non-commercial division. The parade is part of the Portland Rose Festival, which is a tradition that goes back more than 100 years. About 100 illuminated entries participated in the 2¼-mile parade. The practitioner's float was chosen for the finale. Impressed by the beauty of the design, spectators applauded the float as it passed. Some called aloud, "Falun Dafa," while others gave a thumbs up or took photos. Quite a few onlookers followed along with the practitioner's movements as they performed the exercises. One of the practitioners participating in the parade explained that the float's green color represents the season of spring. The plum blossoms on the boat stand for practitioners' courage and determination despite the harsh persecution in China. The golden sails and the heavenly girls on the lotus seat illustrate the practitioner's improvement in mind and body. The words Falandafa and Truthfulness Compassion Forbearance were displayed on both sides of the boat. One couple was excited to see the float and said that they had seen the practitioner's march in New York recently. The wife exclaimed, "That march lasted about 2 hours and it was really amazing." A photograph of the float has appeared on the front page of the parade's website for several years. A new parade organizer heard about the float from previous years and came by to see its assembly. Many people took photos and videos of the float and asked about the Chinese characters written on it. When a young man heard about the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and how practitioners adhered to these principles every day, he nodded in agreement. Practitioners were able to pass out materials during the parade, and many people were shocked to learn about the persecution in China against Falun Dafa, especially the forced organ harvesting. Portland is the second most populous city in the Pacific Northwest, after Seattle. An estimated 300,000 people watched the parade in person, while the television audience approached 1 million. Fox 12 Television broadcast the parade live and mentioned the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance during the broadcast. The television host told viewers that the practice would benefit people of all ages and that information is available free of charge at the falandafa.org website.
Judge, I will sentence her even without any evidence. A Fushan City, Liaoning Province resident was tried by Shanhe District Court on May 21, 2019, for not renouncing her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Ms. Tian Lily's lawyer entered a non-guilty on her behalf. He argued that the prosecutor had failed to provide evidence to support the charge against his client and demanded acquittal. Judge Li Hong attempted to force Ms. Tian to plead guilty for practicing Falun Gong. "I will sentence her even without any evidence," she said. Ms. Tian was arrested on August 23, 2018, and has since been held in the Shenyang Detention Center. The prosecutor twice returned her case to the police department due to lack of evidence. The police then fabricated evidence to prosecute her. According to her family who visited her on March 17th, the detention center guards didn't allow her to buy daily necessities for 2 weeks, including toothpaste and sanitary napkins, as a way to try to force her to renounce Falun Gong. Prosecutor Wu Xia refused to meet with her lawyer to discuss her case. Wu also demanded that the lawyer persuade Ms. Tian to give up her faith. The lawyer replied that his client has the constitutional right and freedom of belief to practice Falun Gong, which doesn't violate any law. He asked Prosecutor Wu to release his client, but Wu responded, "There hasn't been any precedent of acquitting Falun Gong practitioners in our region."
A 76-year-old man imprisoned for not renouncing his faith dies 2 months before term ends. A 76-year-old man died in Duyun Prison less than 2 months before finishing a 2-year term for not renouncing his faith in Falun Gong. The police showed up at Mr. Zheng Chucheng's home in early March 2019 and learned from his neighbors that he lived by himself with no family around. So they informed the neighbors of his death, but didn't say exactly when he passed away. Mr. Zheng was a construction contractor in Anshan City, Guizhou Province. His wife and daughter abandoned him more than 20 years ago after he went bankrupt after his business failed. Introduced to Falun Gong by a friend, he began practicing in 2002. The practice helped him to gain hope and confidence to start a new life. He quit many bad habits and became more open-minded and considerate to people. Mr. Zheng was arrested on April 30, 2017, after being reported to the police for distributing information about Falun Gong. He was secretly sentenced to a 2-year term in Duyun Prison a few months later. The prison guards ordered the inmates to torture Mr. Jung, which resulted in his becoming incontinent and paralyzed on one side of his body. According to information collected by the Minghui website, at least 128 Falun Gong practitioners had served time in the Duyun prison as of October 2017 for not renouncing their faith. Their terms ranged from 2 to 15 years. Four of the practitioners were tortured to death. One practitioner died 5 days after he was admitted to the prison. Other practitioners became disabled or severely injured as a result of the tortures.
Ukraine. Falun Dafa practitioners gather to share cultivation experiences and insights. The Ukraine Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference took place on June 2, 2019. Practitioners from major cities in the Ukraine, neighboring countries, and the European Union attended the event. They listened to practitioners speak about how they applied the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their life and at work, and the benefits they have experienced. One man's mother-in-law had once suffered a stroke, which deformed her face, and she had difficulty speaking. When visiting her in the hospital with his wife, he talked to her about Falun Dafa and reminded her to recite, "Falun Dafa is good." The mother-in-law followed his advice, and on the next day, her face returned to normal, and she was able to speak clearly. Nina from southeast Ukraine talked about her experience of participating in the Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition. When she and another practitioner, along with her non-practitioner husband, went to another city to pick up the artworks, she received a phone call saying the artworks had been stopped by safety inspectors due to insufficient paperwork. Nina came to the site to help. Her husband, although not a practitioner, also gave some advice based on his past experience of working in a police department. He said in such a situation, it would be important to show the police what the exhibition was. He opened a box, showed one painting, and explained its meaning. Her husband said, "These artworks are filled with compassion, and an exhibition would be great." He resolved the issue and walked out of the police department. Nina was also moved by her husband's support. She said, "In the past, he sometimes gave me a hard time. Through this experience, I could see my attachment of anxiety, fear, disbelief in myself, and fear of losing faith. In the end, the art exhibition went very well." Sasha said she had numerous illnesses since childhood, including a rare disease. Whenever the illness broke out, her limbs would be numb and she had difficulty breathing. All these changed after she began practicing Falun Dafa. She said, "One day in the summer of 2016, I received a brochure for the upcoming Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition. At the exhibition, I was touched by the artworks, and a practitioner gave me a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa." Throughout her life, Sasha has been looking for something eternal. She said, "But I could not find it until I came across Falun Dafa. I am so thankful because Master Li not only gave me good health, but also told me the truth about our origins."
A New Life of Compassion Through Dafa. I started practicing Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, over 20 years ago in 1996. Through Dafa, I have become healthy in mind and body. Though I am 60 now, I am healthier than when I was young, and I look younger than my age. I owe this to Falun Dafa and the founder of the practice, Master Li Hongzhi. I was quite sickly when growing up. I always wore a heavy coat, even when the heater was on. Among my ailments was severe hyperplasia of the breast. Later, I was diagnosed with leukemia. With this diagnosis, my spirits collapsed and my hopes for a good life were shattered. One day, a colleague loaned me 2 audio tapes of Master Li teaching the Fa. She suggested that I listen to them to see if I had a predestined relationship. I didn't understand what she meant, but after listening for only 10 minutes, I felt very comfortable and warm. My colleague needed to return the tapes to their owner before I could finish listening to them. I told her how I felt while listening, and she invited me to go to the park with her the next morning to learn the Falun Dafa exercises. When I arrived at the practice site in the park, I felt a strong energy, and my body was warm and comfortable, like when I listened to the tape the day before, but stronger. I thought it would be hard to do exercises in my heavy coat, so I took it off, even though it was below freezing that morning. Much to my surprise, I didn't feel cold in the slightest. The practice site assistant suggested that I put my coat back on several times, but I assured her that I was warm. The assistant taught me all four of the standing exercises, which I found to be simple and easy to learn. I still felt warm when I got home and thought, this practice is so magical. The master of Falun Dafa is great. He helps so many people and doesn't charge anything. As I realized that I had just experienced what could only be described as a miracle, I shed tears of gratitude. 4 months after starting the practice, I was given a physical exam that had been scheduled by my workplace. I was the oldest person in my department, yet my test results were the best. My relatives and friends also witnessed the improvements in my health and disposition. Many of them started to practice Falun Dafa. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.